So you have a Superman script for me?
Yes, sir, I do.
That sounds like fun.
No.
No?
Yeah, no, it's gonna be real serious and real gritty.
Oh, it is.
Right, because remember how the Dark Knight trilogy made a bunch of money?
Are you kidding me? That's all I think about ever.
Yeah, so I figure we could do that dark, gritty origin thing again, but this time with Superman.
Do you think it matters that Superman is much more of a hopeful and colorful hero than the Dark Knight?
I don't think anything matters.
Interesting worldview. All right, so what happens in the movie?
Well, the planet Krypton is about to explode, so Superman's dad, Jor-El, is planning on sending him off to Earth.
Aren't any other Kryptonians gonna leave the planet too?
No, Jor-El tells this council that everyone on this planet is already dead.
If they're gonna put a baby Superman on a spaceship, why can't they put other people on spaceships too?
Because.
Fair enough.
Anyway, then this bad guy Zod is gonna try to take over and they're gonna stop him.
Oh, so what do they do with him?
Well, they banish him from the planet.
So they can launch a baby into space and they can launch bad guys into space, but they have to stay on a planet that's gonna explode?
That's what we're going with.
Well, okay then.
Anyway, so Superman's gonna be raised as Clark Kent in Kansas, and his adoptive father wants him to keep his identity a secret.
Okay.
So when Clark is a kid and he saves a bunch of kids from drowning, his dad's like, maybe you shouldn't have done that.
What?
Yeah, he's like, you know, your secret is that important. You probably should have just stood around and watched all your classmates drown.
Wow, he must really care about that secret.
Yeah, so anyway, then he tells Clark about the time that he brought a bit of his spaceship stuff to a specialist who told him it wasn't from this Earth.
Wait, so Clark has to keep it a secret, but he can bring some space junk to a guy?
That's right.
Wow, super unfair.
And then we're gonna have this thing where Pa Kent dies in a tornado because he doesn't want Clark to help him.
Why?
Because if a person saves someone from a tornado, that person is automatically an alien.
Feels like there might be other conclusions people would come to before that one.
Well, Pa Kent doesn't want to risk it, so he lets himself die.
Huh.
Anyway, so when Clark is older, he's confronted by this jerk at a truck stop bar, and he restrains himself from kicking the guy's butt.
Oh, that's great. It's important to show that he's the bigger man, and plus this way he won't draw attention to himself.
Yeah, but then he's gonna impale the guy's truck on some massive logs.
What?
Yeah, then he leaves.
That's much more suspicious and also makes him seem like a petty character.
Yeah, but it's gonna look cool visually.
Oh, it is. Okay, never mind the story and character and theme.
Great.
So what else happens in the movie? Is Lois Lane in it?
You bet, and she also has superpowers.
What do you mean?
Well, she can survive in minus 40 weather with no problem at all. She can teleport across the city to show up where she needs to be. And she's somehow able to resist the pull of a massive gravity machine.
Those are some pretty impressive powers.
Yeah, so anyway, later in the movie, Superman and Zod are gonna have this massive fight in Metropolis.
So Clark is gonna lure Zod away from the city?
No, he's gonna punch him through some buildings.
Okay, but then he's gonna lure him away from the city?
No, he's gonna punch him through some buildings for 40 minutes.
Oh my god.
Yeah. So many people are gonna die you don't even know.
Feels like it's gonna be difficult to keep a fight scene interesting for 40 minutes.
Actually, super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we're gonna keep things spicy by throwing in some, you know, extremely generic dialogue.
How generic are we talking?
Well, Zod's gonna be like, there's only one way this thing ends, Cal. Either I die or you do.
Wow.
And also Clark is gonna be like, you're a monster, Zod, and I'm gonna stop you.
That is so incredibly generic. I love it.
Also, Superman and Lois Lane are gonna kiss.
Why?
Well, he saved her from falling, and also they're like an iconic couple, right?
Right, but did we build up a romance between them in the movie?
Not really.
And aren't they standing in the middle of a bunch of dead bodies and destroyed buildings?
Yeah, it's gonna be super romantic.
You have a pretty weird concept of romance.
Yeah, I had a weird childhood.
Weird childhoods are tight.
Oh yeah, brother.
So how does the movie end?
Well, Zod is about to use his heat vision to kill a family, so Superman has to stop him before he does.
So he grabs him and flies away with him?
No.
He uses super speed to get the family out of the way?
No, sir, he doesn't.
He steps in front of the blast and takes the hit himself?
No, he breaks Zod's neck.
What?
Yeah, and then he screams because he's so upset that he had to do that.
Feels like there were a lot of other options, though.
Whoops.
Whoopsie.
Anyway, so yeah, then the city's destroyed and thousands of people are dead and Superman killed someone.
Wow, how are we gonna deal with the aftermath of that?
We're not. We're gonna jump forward in time.
Oh, we're not gonna deal with the consequences?
No, that would be super difficult. Very much an inconvenience.
Fair enough.
Yeah, maybe in a future movie or something. I don't know.
Well, okay then.
So yeah, we're gonna jump forward in time and have Superman destroy a $12 million military drone and be like, stop following me, you jerk.
Wow.
And then he's gonna get hired at the Daily Planet despite having no experience.
And people aren't gonna realize that he's Superman?
No, because he has glasses.
Oh, I figured since we were going the gritty route, we would do away with that whole glasses hide his identity thing.
No, that stays.
If you say so.
So what do you think?
Well, honestly, man, as long as this lays the groundwork for the DCEU, I'm happy, you know?
I hear ya. Justice League movie, here we come.
Oh yeah, that's when we're really gonna cash in on these superheroes. So we're bringing Batman into the DCEU.
That's right.
And you know, I was thinking, everybody's already kind of seen Batman's origin story.
Oh yeah, everybody's seen that like 1,000 times.
Exactly, so I figure let's do it again.
Oh,
yeah, but this time we'll do it super slowly.
Ooh, slow motion? That is so cool.
Yeah, you like slow-mo?
Oh yes, I do. In fact, let's use it in all the scenes, every scene.
Oh, really? Every scene?
Yeah.
I mean, the script is already kind of long. I feel like that might extend the runtime to over 3 hours.
Well, we could just cut out some scenes at random then.
At random? What if some important stuff gets cut?
Even better.
What do you mean?
Well, if people want the movie to make more sense, they can pay for an ultimate edition.
Oh, that's smart.
Right?
Or maybe evil?
No, it's smart.
Okay, gotcha.
So anyway, what happens in the movie?
Well, first off, Batman is mad at Superman because when Superman was fighting Zod in Man of Steel, somebody close to him got killed.
Was it Robin?
No.
Alfred?
Nope.
Lucius?
Uh-uh.
Well, who was it?
It was Jack.
Who's Jack?
He works at Wayne Enterprises as a financial advisor.
Is he like from the comics or something?
No, I made him up.
Gotcha.
Anyway, we're gonna have Lex Luthor orchestrate a plan to get Batman and Superman to fight each other.
Oh, Lex Luthor is in this.
Yeah, but this isn't your typical Lex Luthor.
How so?
Well, he's young, he has hair, he likes candy, and he makes really high-pitched Mickey Mouse noises like
Oh, so he's like a toddler?
No, he's like 30.
Wow, so what's his plan?
Oh, it's super simple. First, he has to find out the secret identities of Batman and Superman, then lure Lois Lane to Africa to interview a rebel general, but then sabotage it by outing a CIA operative named Jimmy so they can capture Lois and Superman shows up. Then he has to make sure all the rebels get murdered and that Superman gets blamed for the whole thing. Also, he has to make sure that someone from that African village will lie to Congress about that so they force Superman to testify. Then he's gonna force feed candy to a guy and ask Congress for an import license because he wants to use kryptonite to make a weapon in exchange for access to General Zod's body, and also he needs to steal Zod's fingerprints. Then, since Batman brands criminals for some reason, Luthor will hire other inmates to kill those criminals in jail because that'll make Superman want to investigate Batman instead of doing his actual job, which is to cover football for the paper. Then he has to send some crazy stuff in the mail, then invite both of them to the same event and introduce them to each other in a very excited and suspicious way, even though there's no real reason to be introducing Bruce Wayne to low-level journalist Clark Kent. Then Lex has to blow up the Capitol building via a rigged wheelchair and a former Wayne employee, so people will be mad that Superman didn't stop the explosion somehow. Lex assumes that this'll send Batman over the edge, and luckily for him it does. Then Lex will access the Kryptonian spaceship for his backup plan of combining his DNA with Zod's body to make a giant monster with alien science or whatever. He'll call that thing Doomsday, kidnap Lois Lane, kidnap Superman's mom, tell Superman to kill Batman or she dies. Then hope that Superman doesn't explain the situation to Batman and that they just fight each other.
Oh. Okay, simple enough.
Yeah, pretty straightforward.
Cool.
Yeah, so instead of explaining the situation right away to Batman, Superman will be like, Bruce, I gotta talk to you. Bruce. Bruce, listen. Listen to me, Bruce. Bruce, this is important. Bruce, I'm gonna say something important.
And so then they fight?
Yes, they do. For a couple of minutes.
Very cool.
But then Batman finds out that Superman's mom has the same name as his mom.
That makes them stop fighting?
Yeah, because it makes Batman realize, oh, this guy has a mom. He can't be that bad. Every concern I had about this super powerful alien is gone.
Interesting.
And so they're gonna team up to fight the giant Doomsday monster that Lex somehow knew how to make.
How does that go?
Well, they manage to kill it, but Superman dies in the process.
Oh, well, I mean, he's not really dead, right?
Of course not.
Obviously.
But we will spend a long time pretending like he is.
Even though nobody's gonna buy that?
Even though nobody's gonna buy that.
Cool.
So, listen, we also have to kind of use this movie to set up the Justice League film. Is that gonna be hard to shoehorn in there?
No, super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Really?
Yeah, actually way ahead of you on that one. Batman is gonna meet Wonder Woman at Lex's party.
Oh, why is she there?
Because.
Gotcha, and they're gonna go on kind of a side quest to uncover the other heroes?
No, but what they will do, and people are gonna love this, is send each other some emails.
Why are people gonna love that?
Well, think about it. What is the big thing missing from the modern superhero movie?
I feel like you're gonna say emails, but...
Emails! People wanna see superheroes email each other.
Alright, I mean, you seem really excited about emails.
Oh, I am.
Great, well, I hope people share your excitement.
Yeah, so these emails are gonna have attachments of video files showing the other heroes.
You know what? I guess that is pretty cool.
Right?
Yeah, it's much more efficient than taking the time to set up these characters before jumping into the big team-up
movie. Oh yeah, Marvel wishes they thought of an email scene. Oh yeah, they're kicking themselves. So what do you think of the movie overall?
Meh, doesn't matter. What do you mean?
Look, we have Batman, Superman, and Wonder Woman in the same movie. We could do anything we want and everyone's gonna love it.
Oh, really?
Listen to me. Everyone.
So you have a new comic book movie script for me.
Yes, sir, I do. It's called Suicide Squad.
Sounds dark. What's it about?
Well, first off, there's a guy who's like, hey, what if Superman had decided to rip the roof off of the Oval Office and fly away with the president? Who would have stopped him?
Oh, that sounds like it's gonna be a tough question to answer.
Nope, super easy. Barely an inconvenience, actually.
Oh, really?
Well, this woman, Amanda Waller, realizes the only way to stop that from happening is to form a team comprised of a crazy lady with a baseball bat, a dude who's good with guns, a guy who can shoot fire, but doesn't wanna, an alcoholic Australian with a stick, a reptile, and also a witch who does weird things with her hips.
What kind of things?
Like if you tried to take your pants off without using your hands, it would probably look something like this.
Wow, so this is like a lot of characters to introduce.
Yeah, but I figure we could just freeze on them for a few seconds each and throw a bunch of text on the screen.
And people are gonna have time to read all that?
Well, I guess when people watch it at home, they can hit pause and read it.
What about the people that paid to see it in theaters?
Oh, well, they'll just have to deal with, you know, not having character development.
Fair enough, and so the idea is that these people would be able to stop Superman from stealing the president.
That's what we're going with.
Okay, well, sounds like an interesting group of heroes.
Oh no, they're all incarcerated criminals.
What?
Yeah, Amanda Waller has to force them all to join the team by putting tiny bombs in their necks.
Why would she want a team of bad guys? Are all the heroes dead or something?
No, actually, Batman and the Flash have cameos.
Oh, so they like show up and help the Suicide Squad once they turn good?
No, they're the ones who put the Suicide Squad in jail.
Okay, I'm a little confused.
Well, part of the concept is that the government will use them for covert missions, and if something goes wrong, they just blame everything on the Suicide Squad.
Oh, okay, I gotcha. So what do they go up against in the movie?
Well, the witch enchantress goes rogue, and so she makes a giant doomsday sky beam, and she also has an army of zombies with blackberries for heads.
And enchantress is part of the Suicide Squad.
That's right.
So it really is the fault of the bad guys. They don't even have to pretend.
Well, technically, the witch isn't a bad guy. She's just an archaeologist that got possessed by a spirit.
So if they don't manage to stop the magic archaeologist, she's gonna destroy the world.
Right.
And so if that happens, the government will be like, well, don't look at us. This was all the work of a lady with a baseball bat and a guy with a gun and a reptile and a fire guy.
And an Australian alcoholic.
Right, with the stick. Okay, any other characters I should know about?
Well, there's the Joker.
Oh, the Joker is in this.
Yeah, he is, but this isn't your typical Joker.
How so?
He's got, like, slick back hair and he wears expensive clothes and he likes clubbing.
So he's like a douchebag.
Exactly, but he's not just a douchebag, you know? He's also very damaged.
How are we gonna get that across?
We're gonna tattoo the word damaged on his forehead.
That'll do it.
Yeah, he actually has a lot of clever tattoos like that.
What are some of the other ones?
Well, he's got like a laughing mouth on his hand.
Oh, because he's the Joker.
Right, and he also has a Joker skull on his chest.
Okay, yeah, because he's the Joker.
Yeah, and he has the word Joker written on his stomach.
That makes a lot of sense because he's the Joker.
Yeah, and on his chest and arms, he also has like, ha 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 ha, ha ha ha. Ha 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 ha. Ha 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 ha.
Yeah, because he's the Joker.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah, I hadn't thought of that, but that also works that way.
Very cool. So what's his role in the movie?
Oh, he's like barely gonna be in it.
Oh,
yeah, he's just gonna kinda show up once in a while like, hey everyone, look how crazy I am. Whoa!
Okay, interesting.
And then during the big mission, he's gonna help Harley Quinn escape in a helicopter.
Oh, well that's important.
Yeah, but it's not gonna work and the chopper's gonna crash and explode almost immediately.
Okay, so he really has no effect on the plot whatsoever.
No, you could cut him out and the plot would be exactly the same.
Well, I guess killing the Joker in a helicopter crash is gonna be a big surprise.
Oh, he's not gonna die.
Really? He's gonna survive a helicopter crash.
Yeah, helicopter crashes in this movie aren't really a big deal.
Oh, they're not lethal?
No, not at all. It's actually kinda just how people get to the ground.
Wow, so how does the movie end?
Well, the squad have to kill Enchantress, but first they have to fight her brother, who's like a thing. So Fire Guy is like, good news everyone, I'm secretly a Big Fire Guy.
That's a good twist.
Yeah, so Big Fire Guy lures Witch Brother into a corner where an army guy is gonna blow them all up.
Wow, but I guess an explosion wouldn't hurt the Big Fire Guy.
Oh yeah, no, he dies.
Oh really?
So everyone in the squad is like, oh no, Fire Guy!
Nobody cares about the army guy sacrificing himself too?
Not even a little.
That's cold.
Yeah, so then they kill Enchantress, they go back to jail, and that's it.
That's it?
Yep. So what do you think?
Well, the only part that feels a little weird to me is the fact that the Joker is in the movie, but he's not the main villain.
Okay.
So I just want to double check. You're absolutely sure that that's the right way to go about this?
100%. I will stand by that decision till the day I die.
Well then, let's do it.
Great.
So you have a Wonder Woman script for me?
Yes, sir, I do. So we're gonna see Diana as a little girl on Themyscira, which is an island full of badass warrior women. And they all have this sacred duty to protect mankind.
Very cool.
Yeah.
It's too bad I'm gonna have to give them all silly accents.
What?
Well, Gal Gadot can't really do any other accents than her own, so we're gonna have to, you know, make everyone talk a little silly.
Well, what kind of accent are we talking here?
Not gonna lie, it's gonna sound a little like Borat.
My wife.
Very nice, Diana, I like.
Alright, so anyway, Diana's mom tells her all about this god named Ares that killed all the other gods and wants men to destroy each other.
Okay.
And Zeus left the Amazons with a weapon powerful enough to kill a god. And there's also gonna be a lot of talk about how Diana can't know who she truly is.
So is Diana the god killer?
Well, yeah, damn it.
Sorry, was that a twist?
Yeah, it's like a big twist later. Is it that obvious?
Oh yeah.
Oh well, maybe it'll surprise some people.
Nah.
Damn.
But wait, if Diana's mom doesn't want her to find out who she truly is, why does she even tell her about Ares and a god killer in the first place?
Well, she tells her that this sword is the god killer.
Okay, but instead of doing that, why not just not tell her about any of it at all?
Well, because I have to have Diana learn this stuff for the movie's plot to happen.
Couldn't she stumble upon some ancient text or something?
Instead of having the one person who doesn't want her to look into this stuff be the one to tell her all about this stuff?
Right.
I guess that would make more sense, but I want to have these cool drawings show up on the screen while she's explaining it.
Oh, that sounds cool. Okay, keep it like that.
Great. So anyway, one day Diana's looking out to sea and she sees a guy named Steve Trevor crash his plane and then she saves him.
Did you have anyone in mind to play him?
Maybe we could get one of those hot Chrises?
Oh, which one?
Chris Pratt?
He's Marvel.
Chris Hemsworth?
Also Marvel.
Chris Evans?
He's Marvel.
Chris Nolan?
He's a director.
Chris Plummer?
That's an old guy.
Christina Applegate?
That's a woman.
Chris Miss?
That's a holiday.
Chris Christie?
Politician.
Christian Mingle?
Dating website?
Well, maybe that Star Trek guy.
Chris Maple?
Wrong tree.
Chrysanthemum?
That's a flower.
Chris Pine?
That's the one.
Oh yeah, I could get Chris Pine. We're actually good friends.
Well, great. So anyway, this guy's being chased by some Germans.
Uh-oh.
And then Steve tells them about World War I.
They don't know about World War I?
Apparently not.
Isn't it their sacred duty to protect mankind? You'd think they'd stay up to date with, like, weapons and world conflicts.
You'd think so, but it seems like they were more focused on doing, like, backflips and stuff.
Fair enough. Backflips are tight.
They're really good at backflips.
Well, that's great.
So Steve also tells them about these two bad guys, Ludendorff and Dr. Poison, who made some really deadly gas.
What's their backstory?
They're evil.
Ooh, that's good.
So Diana decides that Ares is causing World War I and she wants to go with Steve to end it.
I have to say, it's pretty cool to have a man land on an island where it's all women and not fall into the territory of, like, immature sex jokes.
And before they leave, she's gonna see his penis.
Okay, right, there it is.
And she's never seen one before, so it's funny.
Yeah, I got it. So Steve must be, like, losing his mind finding out that gods are real.
Not really. He's kind of like, huh, that's neat.
Well, he's not wrong.
So they're gonna go to London together to tell Steve's bosses about the gas.
Yeah, I mean, I guess there's no time to waste.
No, there's not. But we are gonna have a fun little shopping montage where she tries on some dresses.
Shopping montages are fun. Are some of the dresses gonna be silly?
Some of them are gonna be silly.
That is fresh.
Also, some German spies are gonna try to kill Steve.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, but Steve and Diana are gonna knock them all unconscious, except for one.
What happens to him?
Well, Wonder Woman tries to question him, but he kills himself with cyanide.
Oh, well, there are other guys that are just unconscious, so she can question them, right?
Yeah, I guess so. But she's not gonna do that.
Oh.
So then Diana and Steve present their information to the government people, and they're like, we have to do something, and the government people are like, meh.
So are they gonna take matters into their own hands?
They're gonna take matters into their own hands.
Taking matters into your own hands is tight.
Yeah, so Steve's gonna assemble a crack team of soldiers, and what's interesting about them is that none of them have character arcs.
Oh, what do you mean?
Well, for example, one of them's gonna have PTSD and not be able to fire a shot.
And we're not gonna pay that off in the end by having him overcome it and take an important shot.
Nope.
Interesting choice.
So then they're gonna go to no man's land.
What's that?
It's a place where soldiers haven't been able to gain an inch of ground because there are a bunch of Germans with machine guns.
Okay.
So Wonder Woman steps out and they all start shooting at her.
Wow.
So Steve is like, she's taking all the fire, let's go.
Won't the Germans just start shooting at other people too?
They will not. They're very focused at pointing all their firepower at this half-naked woman.
Oh, and do any of the bullets hit her?
Not one. They all seem to shoot at her at shoulder level, so it's easy to block.
What a weird strategy.
And then her and Steve are gonna save a small town together.
I gotta say, it's refreshing to have a man and a woman working together in this movie without all the romantic stuff you usually see.
And then her and Steve are gonna bone.
Oh, they are?
Yeah. And from there, everything's gonna get real silly.
How so?
Well, like, they find out that Ludendorff is throwing a big party, right?
Right.
And Steve gets in by speaking English with a German accent and pretending like he lost his invitation.
Oh, that is silly.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, there is this thing in movies called the translation convention where foreign characters speak to each other in English just as kind of a way to avoid subtitles.
Yeah, I mean, that'd be okay, but we are gonna have subtitles in other parts of the movie.
Oh.
Yeah, and German soldiers are gonna yell at each other in German, so it's a thing.
So Steve is really just using the fact that the German high command speak English to each other as a way to move the plot forward.
Right. And so then Wonder Woman is also gonna sneak into the party after forcibly undressing a woman and leaving her in the woods. And she's not even gonna try to do an accent.
Oh, does she get caught?
No, she's gonna slow dance with Ludendorff, and unprompted, he's gonna start talking about Greek gods.
Why would he do that?
Yeah, it's super unnatural, but I want the audience to think he's Ares.
Ah.
So then Ludendorff is gonna gas the small town from earlier, and Wonder Woman's gonna get mad.
Not very nice of him.
And then she's gonna kill him and be kind of devastated that the whole war doesn't just come to an end after he dies.
Oh, that's actually good. We'll have her realize that not all men are good, and everyone's to blame in war, and that.
And then the real Ares is gonna show up.
Oh, it seemed like you had a really cool message going.
Yeah, but then I didn't.
Right.
And so it turns out that this whole time, Ares was this mustache government guy, Sir Patrick.
Wow, well, what happens next?
They're gonna have a huge fight and use crazy powers and throw stuff at each other and pew, 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 and lights and pew.
What are Diana's powers exactly?
We're gonna keep it really vague, so anytime she does something, people will be like, oh, I guess she can do that.
Smart.
And then Steve Rogers is gonna sacrifice himself in an airplane.
Did you say Steve Rogers?
Nope, and so then Wonder Woman levels up thanks to the power of love.
Wow.
And Ares is gonna be like, I will destroy you.
I mean, you're gonna come up with a better line than that, right?
Uh-huh. Yep. I will.
And then what happens?
Well, then she's gonna kill Ares and the whole war is gonna stop.
So it really was all the fault of Ares.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't that kind of trivialize the significance of World War I?
Maybe.
And how does it end?
Diana's gonna fly away. It's gonna be really nice.
Oh, she can fly now.
Sure, why not?
Very cool.
So what do you think?
Well, I feel like it's really significant that we're doing a female-led superhero film, you know?
Yeah, we're making big strides.
Exactly. It's about time that women get equal treatment in Hollywood, and it starts with us.
Okay, so tell me about this Justice League script.
Okay, so there's this bad guy named Steppenwolf, right?
What's his backstory?
Barely matters, but he wants to destroy the world, so he has to get these boxes together.
And that's gonna be hard for him to do?
Oh no, super easy, barely an inconvenience.
Great, what's he look like?
Well, in the comics, he's got like a goatee and a helmet with horns.
Hmm, okay.
You don't like it?
Nah, I'm just kind of picturing something more like the back of Professor Quirrell's head in Harry Potter. You know, when Voldemort's kind of just living on there? Does that sound good?
Yeah, sounds perfect.
So tell me more about these boxes.
Well, they're called Mother Boxes.
Mother Boxes?
Yeah, and Steppenwolf's gonna say mother kind of a lot, like more than you'd think he would.
Okay, can we also have him say some like super generic bad guy sayings?
Oh yeah, there's a ton of that in here. At one point he's like, this world will fall.
So generic, I love it.
At another point he's like, primitive beings.
Perfect. Okay, now tell me about the Justice League itself.
Right, so Batman figures out that something bad is going on, so he has to convince the other heroes to join his team.
And that's gonna be hard for him to do?
No, super easy, barely an inconvenience.
Oh.
Yeah, well Wonder Woman's already on board, and then the Flash straight up says yes, and then they're like, we have to find Cyborg, and Cyborg shows up like, hey, I'm Cyborg, what's going on?
And Aquaman?
Oh, Aquaman, that's where things get spicy here.
I'm listening.
Okay, so follow me on this. Aquaman is gonna say no at first.
Right.
And so people watching will be like, wait, is Aquaman not gonna join the league?
That is good.
But then he's gonna change his mind. Almost immediately.
And what are all the characters like? Like, is Batman still moody?
No, Batman kinda cracks jokes now and he really, really misses Superman.
But weren't they friends for like a minute in Batman v Superman?
That was enough. Calls him Clark now, like they were best friends.
Fair enough.
Then there's Wonder Woman.
Okay, so her movie was really empowering for women, so we really have to emulate that again.
Way ahead of you. So we're gonna have the Flash trip and fall onto her boobs.
Great.
There's gonna be a little moment where the Flash is lying on top of her and it's gonna be really funny.
Cause that's how people do sex.
Cause that's how people do sex, exactly.
People are gonna like that.
Yeah, and then we have Aquaman talk about how hot she is, and then we have some of the Amazons fighting in bikinis.
So basically that sends the same message as Wonder Woman.
Yeah, basically, I think so.
And what about Aquaman? Don't people think he's kind of lame in the comics?
Oh yeah, no, he's a badass in the movie though. Check out this line of his, my man.
Oh, that doesn't sound lame.
No, he's a badass now. He also drinks alcohol.
That is so cool.
Drinking alcohol is super cool.
Listen, this all sounds great so far, but it feels like something's missing.
Superman.
I mean, yeah, but he's dead, right?
Yep, but they're gonna bring him back from the dead.
Oh my god.
It's gonna be really fun. He's gonna be really mad at Batman.
But didn't you just say they were best friends at the end of the movie?
Yeah, but he kinda needs to hate him because we wanna have them fight.
Wait, Superman and Batman fight against each other?
I know it sounds pretty crazy, but I think we can try some new stuff in this movie.
Okay, now even though this is kind of a big plot thing, we can still have Henry Cavill promote the movie,
right?
Oh, sure.
That's not gonna, like, ruin the surprise, is it?
No, I think people will still be surprised.
Because in the movie, you say he's dead, right?
Exactly, so people will be like, oh, I guess Henry Cavill's not in this movie.
Right, so maybe he just did those interviews as, like, a fan.
And then they bring him back to life and people will be like, what?
Perfect. And how does the movie end?
Oh, they just kind of stop Steppenwolf.
There's no consequences?
No, they just kind of fight his parademon things and then they stop him.
I feel like there should be some consequences, or maybe just like a feeling that the stakes are high.
I can add in a Russian family that gets scared.
That'll do it.
Great.
I gotta say, I think we have a winner here.
Me too.
So, you have an Aquaman script for me?
Yes, sir, I do. And as you know, Aquaman is cool now.
Of course, he drank alcohol in Justice League and said, my man.
Exactly. So just to quickly reestablish how cool he is, I thought we could put some heavy metal guitar riffs when he shows up at the beginning.
Would that actually work?
Oh yeah, check this out.
Oh, very cool.
Right?
Yeah, I suddenly feel like watching What You Do for a little over 2 hours.
Okay, well, I have a colonoscopy scheduled for right after this meeting, but you're free to tag along.
I'll definitely do that. So what happens in the movie?
Well, we're gonna establish Aquaman's backstory by spending some time with his parents.
And what's their deal?
Aquaman's dad is this guy named Thomas, and he's a lighthouse keeper.
Okay.
And one day, he notices something very peculiar wash up on shore.
So he sleeps with it?
I mean, yes, but I didn't tell you it was a living being that washed up on shore. How'd you know that he sleeps with it?
It's just the natural order of things, you know? A man discovers something new, and immediately it's like, I gotta find a way to make love to this.
Well, yeah, that is pretty much how it goes. So it turns out it was this lady from Atlantis named Atlanta that washed up.
Wow.
And she eats his pet goldfish, so instantly he's like, oh, let's make a baby.
Eating people's pets is super romantic.
So then we're gonna jump forward in time and have a submarine filled with military seamen be attacked by pirates.
Oh, seamen is tight.
R.
Ah, is that what the pirates sound like?
No, that's the word you should have used instead of is to downgrade that sentence from disgusting to just weird.
Whoops.
Whoopsie. So anyway, in the middle of the submarine takeover pirate mission, an older pirate gives his son a knife.
Oh, he does?
Yeah, and he tells him a story about his grandfather, and they have a nice bonding moment. It's really nice.
Seems like the kind of thing he would have done before or after the mission.
Well, he's gonna do it right in the middle of it.
Well, okay then.
And then Aquaman's gonna come on board to stop them, and they're gonna try to kill him.
Amazing.
And then the daddy pirate's gonna get pinned and the submarine's gonna be filling up with water.
Uh-oh.
So then the son is like, Aquaman, you need to help him. He's gonna die.
How could he possibly expect Aquaman to help after trying to murder him?
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense, but this way we have a motivation for the son to become Black Manta.
Oh, Black Manta. People love that character from the comics.
Yeah, he's like Aquaman's nemesis, so he's gonna be really badass and there's gonna be a huge fight between him and Aquaman.
Amazing. That's gonna be a great way to end the movie.
Oh no, it's gonna happen like halfway through the movie and then he's gonna be gone till the mid-credits.
Oh, that's very disappointing. Maybe we should just save the character for the sequel, you know? Really do him justice?
No.
Fair enough.
Anyway, the main bad guy is this dude named Orm.
And what's his deal?
Well, he's Aquaman's half-brother, and he wants to wage war on the land dwellers, because we've been throwing trash in the ocean.
Oh, so what does he do?
Well, he does this really cool thing where he makes tsunamis and sends all the trash back on shore.
Oh, that's pretty neat.
Right?
Why didn't he do that in the first place?
What do you mean?
I mean, if sending trash back to shore was an option, why didn't they do that right away, you know? Prevent the oceans from being polluted at all.
I don't know.
The land dwellers would have been like, oh, I guess you can't dump trash in the ocean. It comes right back.
Yeah, I guess that would have saved the lives of a whole bunch of sea creatures and prevented this whole thing.
Probably.
Anyway, Aquaman is gonna challenge him to a big fight.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah, it's like this big event. There's a huge crowd of people watching and an octopus playing the drums.
What?
Yeah, they trained a giant octopus to play the drums. Pretty cool, right?
If they could train an octopus to do stuff, why would they train it to be a musician?
Listen, do you want to see a giant octopus play the drums or not?
Of course I do.
Well, then let's not think about this too much.
Well, okay then.
Anyway, so then Aquaman and this lady Mira need to find a trident so Aquaman could become king.
Okay.
So they're gonna go to the Sahara Desert and Sicily and Jurassic Park.
Oh, surprise dinosaurs are the best kind.
So the movie's basically gonna jump back and forth between crazy action scenes and the characters delivering a bunch of exposition to each other.
Well, it must be difficult to jump back and forth between exposition and action.
Actually, super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, once enough information has been delivered in a scene, I'll just have the conversation be cut off by an explosion.
Oh, well, that's one cool way to transition. What other ways are we gonna use?
Other explosions.
That works.
Yeah, over and over again. And then Aquaman is gonna find his mom that he thought was dead and then get his hands on the trident.
Wow.
And then we're gonna have a giant CGI battle with a bunch of sharks and lasers and sea creatures.
That sounds crazy.
Yeah, it's gonna be like watching Star Wars and Tron at the same time while sitting inside an aquarium that's way over capacity.
Amazing.
And then Aquaman is gonna fight Orm, but their mom is gonna pop out, so Orm is gonna be like, oh, you're alive, that's great, I overreacted.
Why did she wait so long to pop out?
So we can have a giant CGI battle scene.
Gotcha.
And so, yeah, what do you think?
Well, it sounds like a lot of fun, and I think the right soundtrack could really make this a thrill ride, you know?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I wanna get some special tracks made for this, really get a reaction out of people.
What kind of reaction are we talking?
I'm talking about the kind of music choices that make people puke in their mouths.
What? So, you have a Shazam script for me?
Yes, sir, I do. And with people's reaction to the overall gloom of the DCEU, I thought we could make this one a little more funny and lighthearted.
Well, that sounds like a great idea. I'll get Joss Whedon on the phone right now.
Wait, what? No, why?
To give him a bunch of money to punch this thing up. He made the Avengers, so it's a good move.
Oh, I don't like the sound of that at all. It sounds like the result's gonna be a disjointed turd of a movie.
We're having him do it for Justice League.
Oh, you are? Okay, well, I'm sure that's gonna be great then.
Anyway, so that's a pass on Joss? You wanna handle the comedy yourself?
Yeah. Yes, yes, please.
Oh, you're crazy, man. That's why I like you.
Well, okay then. So anyway, the movie's gonna follow this kid, Billy Batson, and he gets put in a foster home with a bunch of other kids.
Okay.
And he's not really into it, but this disabled boy, Freddy, is like, what's up? Let's be friends. I love superheroes.
Oh, and Billy doesn't want to be friends?
Nope, but then one day at school, some bullies show up.
Oh, bullies are always entertaining in movies. What are they gonna do, give a wet willy?
No, they're gonna hit the disabled kid with their car and then kick him in the stomach a bunch of times.
Oh my god.
Yeah, classic bullies. What are you gonna do?
Okay, those aren't bullies. Those are literal psychopaths.
Oh, did I go too intense with that? Whoops.
Whoopsie.
Anyway, Billy's gonna step in and hit them.
I mean, anyone who witnessed something like that would step in. That's horrible.
Actually, there's a big crowd of people watching.
Oh, there is?
Yeah, they don't do anything, and Billy only steps in because the bullies make a joke about moms.
Oh, being a passive onlooker is tight.
Uh-huh. So anyway, this wizard Shazam is looking for somebody pure of heart to be his champion and give his powers to. So he's like, oh, maybe this Billy kid.
Because he didn't let some psychopaths publicly beat a handicapped student?
Yep, apparently that's enough to be considered.
Very low standards.
Yeah, so the wizard is like, say my name and take my powers, okay? Cause I gotta die real quick.
Oh, why does he have to die?
Oh, well, cause the bad guy Savannah messed him up and took away the seven deadly sins demons that he was guarding and put them in his eyeball.
Okay, I'll just take your word for it that that makes sense.
Great.
Although, couldn't the wizard have done anything to stop the Savannah guy from doing that?
Yeah, he probably could have shot a lightning bolt at the guy who was just a human, but he let him do his thing.
Oh, interesting decision.
So anyway, then Billy turns into a grown-up superhero.
Wow, 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 wow.
Yeah, and the wizard tells him, you know, you're gonna have the wisdom of Solomon, the strength of Hercules, the
wisdom of Solomon. So he's like super wise and smart as the hero?
No, actually, he's gonna be much goofier as the hero than as the teenager.
Oh, so that wisdom thing was just nothing?
Pretty much, yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, he's just gonna be super goofy and love soda pop and candy and dancing and stuff.
As the hero.
Yeah, and as the kid, he's gonna be much more dark and sad and moody.
Shouldn't we try to keep both versions of Billy the same character-wise, it's gonna come off as two different humans.
Oh yeah, it's definitely gonna feel that way.
Yeah, okay, you're not gonna fix it? Okay.
So anyway, Billy teams up with Freddy to do a bunch of tests and figure out what his powers are.
How do they do that?
By conveniently stumbling upon random acts of violence.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, there happens to be a mugging in the park they're in, and there happens to be a robbery in the store they're in.
Oh yeah, okay.
But yeah, they're just gonna have a ton of fun with these tests.
Very cool.
Yeah, like, we'll have Billy do whatever dance is popular with the kids at the time of shooting, and Freddy's gonna shoot the whole thing and put it up on a YouTube channel.
Well, this does sound very fun. I have to say, I'm really enjoying how lighthearted and kid-friendly this whole thing sounds like it's gonna-
And then Savannah throws his brother out a skyscraper window to his death, and another guy gets his head bit off by a demon.
Oh my god.
And his decapitated body gets thrown out the window too, and from outside the office, you could just see people get massacred through the tinted windows, begging for their lives.
Why are you doing this?
And in the midst of the corpses, Savannah's father is still alive, so he has a demon just tear him apart.
That took such a turn.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It feels like tonally that was a massive shift. Is this a horror movie or a kid's movie?
Both. Sometimes when I feel like it, I don't know.
Maybe you should, you know, pick a thing.
No.
Well, okay then.
And by the way, these sin demons have to look really scary. Is that something we could pull off?
Depends what you want them to look like.
Well, for example, people didn't really like the CGI on Doomsday and Batman v Superman, so if it could be better than that, that'd be great.
Okay, okay. And would you settle for much worse than that?
Yeah, sure, that works.
Great. So tell me more about this villain.
Oh, well, you know how in Marvel movies they do the thing where the bad guy has the same powers as the good guy, but he's evil?
Of course, it's one of the main complaints about the MCU.
Well, I figure, and hear me out here, we could do that too.
Oh, well, I mean, Marvel does make money, so I guess I'm fully on board the generic villain train.
Fantastic.
So what else happens in the movie?
Well, we're gonna have this thing where Freddy tells the bullies that he knows Shazam, but they don't believe him.
Okay.
So he's like, well, the superhero's gonna show up at lunch tomorrow, but then Billy flakes on him and doesn't go.
Oh.
Yeah, so Freddy can't can't prove that he's friends with a superhero, so he just gets the biggest wedgie.
Why doesn't he just show them that he's the one running the YouTube channel where all the videos got posted, and his voice is in all of them, and he has the original camera they were filmed on?
Oh, I don't know.
Fair enough.
So eventually, Billy's gonna find his real mom that he's been looking for his whole life.
Okay.
And it turns out she intentionally abandoned him.
Oh, she did?
Yeah, they got split up at a carnival, and then she saw him with some police officers, and she was like, yeah, no, that's better.
You can do that?
Yeah, and apparently the police won't look into it at all. They won't ask around, they won't go to your home, they won't search for you with your maiden name.
Wow, I didn't know abandoning a child was so easy.
Oh yeah, it's super easy. Barely in
it. Hold on a second. Hey, honey?
Oh.
Yeah, did you know we could just abandon him? Like, just leave him in a public place? Yeah, no, I know he's our son. I thought we could have a lot more free time if we... No, I understand. Oh, okay. Okay, no, I'm sorry I suggested it. Okay, bye. Yeah, so my wife was not into that idea.
Worth a shot, I guess.
Anyway, so how does the movie end?
Oh, well, Billy's gonna get progressively better with his powers, and then we're gonna have a big final fight between him and Savannah and the Sins.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, and the Sins can do this thing where they turn to smoke, apparently, so they're hard to grab onto.
Wow.
And then all of Billy's foster brother and sisters also get Shazam powers.
Oh, very exciting. But isn't it gonna be hard for them to fight? I mean, Billy took the whole movie to learn his powers.
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, this is the climax of the movie, so they're just gonna, you know, automatically be great at it.
Well, okay then.
Yeah, so it's just gonna be a big slugfest.
What do they do against the monster's move where they turn into smoke?
Oh, well, the monsters are just not gonna do that anymore and also be much less violent than they were before.
Oh, very considerate monsters.
For sure. So then, yeah, the good guys win.
Amazing.
Then we're gonna have this end scene in the school cafeteria where Shazam walks in to see Freddy.
Okay.
And then we see Superman walk in all his glory.
Henry Cavill's not available.
And then we see Superman walk in from the shoulders down.
There it is.
And so, yeah, that's about it.
Wow, well, it sounds like a lot of fun, and also, you know, sometimes suddenly horrifying.
Yeah, sometimes. So who do you think we should get to play the villain?
Well, villains are tricky, you know? It's gonna take a lot of work. We gotta look around, find the right actor, someone who could be menacing, someone that's an unexpected choice.
Man, that does sound like a lot of work.
Or, you know, we could just cast someone who's played comic book villains before.
Oh, that sounds easier. Let's do that.
So, you have a movie for me?
Yes, sir, I do. I was thinking we could do a Birds of Prey movie featuring Harley Quinn.
Oh, like she's gonna have a cameo?
No, it's gonna be like 90% about Harley Quinn and how crazy she is.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, it's gonna be like Harley Quinn the movie. Oh, and also, by the way, Birds of Prey.
Well, okay then, so what happens in this thing?
Well, Harley Quinn and the Joker broke up, so now everybody that she wronged wants to kill her since she no longer has his protection.
Oh.
Yeah, there are just people coming after her left and right. It's chaos.
Very exciting.
Yeah, and I really want this to focus on Harley Quinn, but I did think it'd be cool if we had, like, a little Joker cameo.
Right, yeah, I got your email about that. I actually made a couple calls, got the ball rolling.
Amazing. People are gonna love that.
They sure are. I wasn't sure which one you wanted, though, so I went ahead and got Murr.
What?
Hi, guys. Super excited for this.
Wow, 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 wow.
Wow, 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 wow.
What is going on?
I got you one of the Jokers, just like you wanted. If you wanted Sal, you should have specified Sal.
Okay, I meant, like, the Joker, like the Jared Leto Joker.
Oh, now that you say that, that makes a whole lot more sense.
Oh. Whoops.
Whoops. See, all right, Murr, do you think you can find your way out?
Sure. Super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Okay, he stole my line.
Yeah, he stole it. All right, bye.
Bye.
So can we get Jared Leto then?
Oh, yeah, no, I don't want him figuring out my new address. He's gonna start sending me weird stuff again.
Oh, yeah, that's probably smart.
But what about Batman? Are we gonna have, like, a Batman cameo?
Nope, but we are gonna have Bruce.
Oh, like, he's gonna show up as Bruce Wayne.
No, Bruce is a hyena named after Bruce Wayne.
Oh, so this movie's, like, crazy crazy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So what's the deal with this hyena?
It's gonna be there, but then it's not, but then it is again.
I love it.
Anyway, so one of the people that wants Harley dead is this bad guy, Roman Sionis.
And what's his deal?
Well, he's evil.
Isn't Harley Quinn, like, kind of evil as well?
Yeah, but this guy's, like, over-the-top evil to make Harley look better to the audience.
Gotcha.
And this guy, Sionis, is, like, running the show in Gotham now in terms of crime.
Where's the Joker?
Out of town or something. I don't know, Florida?
And what about other famous Gotham villains like Penguin or Riddler or Mr. Freeze?
Well, sir, this is Gotham, but also, you know, extremely not.
Oh, okay.
So the Sionis guy captures Harley and he wants to cut her face off because that's a thing he does.
Wow.
But also, he wants this diamond that has, like, a valuable code in it, so Harley's like, don't kill me, I could go find the diamond for you.
Where's this diamond?
Inside a child.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, this little pickpocket girl, Cassandra Cain, steals the diamond and then swallows it after being arrested, so she becomes just the most adorable plot device.
And so this bad guy agrees to not kill Harley if she could go get the diamond?
He does, and then also sends a bunch of bad guys after it, too.
If he wants her dead, why is he doing that? Why not just kill her while he has her?
Because she's the main character.
Right, of course.
So anyway, Harley goes to the police station mission to get this girl and just destroys everybody with a beanbag launcher.
With what?
Like a beanbag launcher. It shoots confetti too. It's really fun.
Don't any of these cops have, you know, guns?
Apparently not. So then she goes to get this girl out of her holding cell.
Do the cops not follow her there?
They do not. So then all the cells open and Harley has to fight a bunch of criminals.
Oh man, how's she gonna get out of that situation?
Well, they all take turns attacking her instead of ganging up, so she's able to fight them off pretty easily.
Very considerate of them.
It is. So then Harley brings this girl to her apartment because she doesn't want the bad guys to cut her open. She just wants her to poop out the diamond.
Oh, valuable poops are tight.
Yeah.
Isn't she being hunted by everyone, including the police?
Yep, she is. So then the police bang on the door.
Why would she go to her apartment?
Unclear. And then someone shoots like a rocket at her place.
Why did she go home?
So then Harley calls Sionis to be like, all right, let's meet in an abandoned theme park because that's my brand.
What happens to all the people that were just attacking her apartment?
Unclear. So she goes to this amusement park funhouse thing and she gets attacked by this cop, Renee Montoya.
Oh, is she one of the birds of prey?
She is, and she's wasted because stuff hasn't been going well for her at the police station.
So I guess it'll be pretty easy for Harley to knock her out.
Actually, they go blow for blow. It's a very even fight.
Hasn't Harley been knocking down massive criminals with relative ease? How can she not fight one drunk lady?
Well, Montoya's a more prominent character, which makes her harder to fight.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, then the other birds of prey show up too.
And who are they?
Well, there's this one named Huntress, right? And the diamond actually belonged to her family, and they were all killed, and she trained for years for revenge.
Wow, sounds like this should be her movie.
Yeah, super interesting story for sure. Really captivating stuff.
So why isn't this her movie?
Well, she hasn't proven her marketability yet.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Shove her in the background for sure then.
There's also this singer lady who betrayed Sionis, and she goes by Black Canary.
Wow, so the whole team's together?
The whole team's together. So then Sionis shows up outside with like an army of bad guys.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, so a bunch of them run into the building to fight these women.
Well, how do they protect themselves from all the gunfire?
Well, these first few waves of bad guys don't actually use guns.
Why not?
Because then the main characters would die.
Right, but that's what the bad guys want, right?
Yeah, but that's not what I want, so it's just gonna be hand-to-hand combat at first.
Well, okay then.
So after they beat up those guys, who for some reason were dressed like the band Slipknot, they all stroll out of the funhouse feeling pretty good about themselves.
Isn't Sionis standing right outside with a bunch of bad guys?
He is, so they all get caught off guard.
Do they forget he was there?
Yeah, that's actually something I learned from the writers of Game of Thrones. Turns out you could have characters just kind of forget about massive threats they knew about just moments before.
Well, if there's one thing those guys know, it's how to write an ending, so I'm all in.
Great. And so now the bad guys use guns, so you know, it's really dangerous.
Wow, is it gonna be hard for them to beat them?
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, see, Black Canary uses her superpowers and knocks everyone down with her voice.
What?
Yeah, she has superpowers.
Is that something we established or knew about during the movie?
We did not know. I mean, she broke a glass while singing, but that's about it.
How come she didn't use that power as soon as she saw Sionis show up with all his men?
I don't know.
Fair enough.
So anyway, then Harley chases Sionis because he stole the valuable constipated child and they blow him up with a grenade.
Wow, 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 wow.
So what do you think?
Well, it sounds insane.
Thank you.
And I mean, Harley Quinn is one of our most popular characters right now, so this is pretty much a guaranteed box office hit. So, you have a Wonder Woman sequel for me?
Yes, sir, I do. So we're gonna start the movie with Diana as a kid back in Themyscira.
Okay, and what's she up to?
Well, she's competing in the Amazon version of that TV show Wipeout, and she tries to use a shortcut to win and learns that cheating is wrong.
Sure, okay, that's a nice quick message to start the movie off.
It's gonna take a full 11 minutes!
Oh, my God.
So then we're gonna jump forward to the 1980s, which is when this movie takes place.
Okay, so like 30, 40 years ago?
Oh, I don't enjoy that that's a true thing. So anyway, Diana is still super heartbroken about Steve Trevor dying in the first movie. He's all she can think about.
Really? After all that time?
Yeah, well, I mean, you gotta understand, this was a really good guy she knew for a couple of days 7 decades ago.
Wow, yeah, I guess so.
So anyway, Diana's working in Washington, D.C. at the Smithsonian, and she has a new co-worker named Barbara.
And what's her deal?
Oh, well, she's a freaking nerd, sir. She can't even walk in heels.
Oh, embarrassing, disgusting, and pathetic. I bet nobody likes her.
Yeah, and so there's this artifact called the Dream Stone, and that's what this movie's gonna focus on.
Oh, what's this thing do?
Oh, this thing's freaking nuts. It grants wishes, but it takes something in return.
A very magical stone.
Yeah, and this phony business guy, Max Lord, he gets his hand on it, and he wishes to become the Dream Stone.
Oh, so he turns to stone?
You would think so, the way that was phrased, but no, now he can grant people's wishes when they touch him, and he can take something in return.
And do Barbara and Diana get wishes in before he does that?
They do. Barbara wishes to be more like Diana, so she gets some nice clothes and some super strength, and now she can walk in heels.
Now that's impressive, am I right?
Yeah, she's not pathetic. pathetic anymore. Also, she removes her glasses, which, as you know, makes people automatically more attractive.
That's just good character development is what that is.
And so Diana's gonna wish for Steve Trevor to come back to life, and this way we could get Chris Pine back in the movie.
Oh, people like Chris Pine, so what, does he just appear out of thin air?
Actually, no, his consciousness goes into this random guy's body, so everybody sees this random guy, but we see Chris Pine.
So, okay, is this because the stone can't make things just magically show up?
No, it absolutely can. A giant wall's gonna appear out of nowhere, so are some nukes. I mean, the thing is magic.
So why are we doing this weird body control thing with Steve?
I don't know.
What happens to this guy's consciousness while Steve's controlling his body?
Who's to say?
You are.
Yeah.
What if this guy has a job and a family he has to get to? Oh, God, the implications are insane. Where is his consciousness? Is he dead?
Oh, well, here's the thing, sir. I'm gonna need you to get all the way off my back about this body control thing. Get off of it.
Oh, that felt vaguely threatening, so I'm gonna get off your back about that.
Great, and so then Steve and Diana, obviously, they get intimate because, you know, they love each other.
They do that using a stranger's body. That's gotta be crossing a line. That's not okay.
Yeah, well, we're gonna have them do it anyway, and I find it strange that you immediately got back on my back about that.
I mean, it's actually a really easy fix. Just have Steve Trevor show up as himself.
No.
Ah.
So then that Max Lord guy makes himself super rich, and he goes to Egypt to take some guy's oil and make himself even richer.
Okay.
So Steve and Diana, they gotta get over there, you know?
How are they gonna do that?
Well, the thing is, they can't just take a commercial flight, because Steve doesn't have a passport.
Well, I mean, the guy he's possessing probably has one.
Yeah, well, they don't check for that. They head to the Smithsonian and steal one of the jets from over there.
They have operational jets at the museum?
They do, yeah. Fully fueled jets just lying around, so they take one of those, because Steve is a pilot.
Right, okay, he was a pilot in World War I. These are, those are different planes.
Well, I mean, a plane is a plane.
That sentence is not technically wrong.
So there you go.
No, but, okay, but...
Sir, a plane is a plane. Are you implying that a plane's not a plane? Because a plane is a plane.
That's just such a vague general statement.
A plane is a plane.
Okay.
So then they're being chased because of the jet theft, and so Wonder Woman goes ahead and makes it invisible, and that's how she gets her invisible jet.
What? How?
Well, it turns out that's a thing she can do, so she does the thing that she can do.
Well, thank God she has that ability we never once mentioned or referenced.
Yeah, it works out great, so they go to Egypt, and they have a big chase scene with Max Lord.
Oh, very exciting.
But he freaking gets away, and he goes around causing a bunch more chaos. Then he goes to see the President of the United States.
What for?
Well, he gets the President to wish for more nukes, and then he sees this technology just lying around in the Oval Office, and it's exactly what he needs.
What do you mean?
Well, it's this device that lets him take over everybody's screen around the world, so technically through, like, satellite waves, he is, you know, he's touching them.
How?
Oh, don't worry about it.
Oh, okay, I won't.
So then there's gonna be this fight in the White House, and Barbara, she's turning evil, so she gets in on that, too.
Okay.
And Steve manages to grab Max Lord.
Oh, and so he wishes for everything to go back to normal?
Oh, yeah, no, that would have been smart. Instead, he pushes him around a bit.
Yeah, also a decent strategy.
Yeah, so then Max Lord escapes, and he heads off to the satellite island to do his broadcast.
Wow.
And Steve and Diana find out that everybody needs to renounce their wishes, or else civilization's gonna end. So they have this big emotional goodbye.
Oh, very sad.
Very sad. But then she starts to fly and lasso some lightning bolts, so that's pretty cool. That's not bad.
Oh, sure. Yeah, that may as well happen.
So then Diana's gonna have to fight Barbara, who, by the way, is a cat now.
What?
Yeah, she's a cat now. She's part cheetah.
What are you talking about?
Well, see, Max Lord was like, hey, anything else you want? And she's like, yes, actually, I would like to be an apex predator, please.
Yeah, so she could have just as easily been turned into a killer whale.
Yeah, I guess there was a chance she could have turned into a, you know, orca whale, but that would have made for a less interesting fight scene.
Oh, I wholeheartedly disagree.
Anyway, so then we're gonna have a barely visible fight scene, and Barbara's gonna get electrocuted.
Oh, so she dies?
Well, no, she gets a little sleepy, which is what happens when cats get electrocuted.
That's not, no, I don't think that's accurate.
Well, that's what my dad told me when my childhood cat chewed through his extension cord.
Your cat died, I think.
No, sir, he went to sleep, then he went to live on a farm, and I never saw him again.
I mean, okay, so what happens next?
Oh, well, Max is granting wishes to everybody in the world through their screens.
Most of the world doesn't speak English.
Well, okay, yeah, I'll keep that in mind for trivia night, I guess. That's interesting. Anyway, it's gonna be complete chaos.
Oh, it is?
Yep, people are killing each other with wishes. One guy gets a farm outside his apartment. People can wish for anything.
Really?
Yeah, it's gonna be nuts.
Statistically speaking, wouldn't at least one person wish for the guy that just showed up on their TV to die or for the world to end? Wouldn't at least one person wish for world peace? What happens with that paradox?
Well, I mean, that's like a one in a million kind of wish, right?
There are billions of people in the world.
Oh, you're just full of fun trivia tonight. So anyway, Diana has to lasso this guy, but her lasso can't get through this mysterious wind around him.
Oh, wow. It's gonna be tough for her to defeat him if she can't reach him.
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, see, she gets her lasso around his ankle, and then she can talk to everybody through him.
I thought she couldn't get through with that thing.
Oh, yeah, no, she couldn't. But then She could.
But how?
Unclear.
Well, okay then.
So then she tells everybody to renounce their wishes, because nothing good comes from lying.
And everybody does it.
Everybody does it, including Max Lord, who suddenly cares about his son that he's been actively ignoring the whole movie.
And so what about, like, what if someone with a terminal illness wished to be cured?
Oh, well, they would have to renounce that, because that's not the truth.
What if a blind person wished to be able to see?
That's a shortcut to being able to see, so that's wrong.
What if somebody wished to be able to feed their starving child?
Yeah, okay, this moment only works if everybody wishes for something selfish or violent, so we're gonna have to pretend like that's the case, okay?
Oh, pretending is tight. Okay, let's do it.
Okay, thank God. So then Max Lord is gonna go reunite with his son, who just kinda comes running out of the woods for no reason.
How did Max Lord get back from the island if he renounced all his wishes?
Unclear.
Now what happens with Barbara?
Oh, well, she's not a cat anymore, and she's chillin', I imagine.
Okay.
Anyway, then Diana's gonna have a little flirty moment with the guy who Steve was controlling. It's gonna be very sweet.
He's already seen that guy naked.
Yeah, just a real sweet moment. It's gonna be Christmas, too.
Yeah, I don't know if it being Christmas makes it better.
And then she looks at a balloon, and we're all done. So what do you think?
I mean, I feel like using a strange man's body is just so deeply strange and raises so many messed up questions.
Right. Well, maybe nobody will think of how weird it is.
Well, yeah, I guess that is a possibility. Okay, let's do it.
Hey guys, Ryan here. Thanks for watching that pitch meeting. I hope you liked it. If you did, you know, press the like button and the subscribe button and leave a comment and all the YouTube standard things. Also, let me know if you have ideas for other movies I should do pitches for. As always, check back soon for a new video. Bye-bye.